Welcome to today's podcast on the latest research in large language models. Today we're discussing a paper titled STLLM, Large Language Models Are Effective Temporal Learners. This paper introduces a novel approach to video understanding using large language models, or LLMs. The authors of the paper have identified a gap in the current capabilities of LLMs when it comes to processing and understanding videos, especially those with complex temporal dynamics. While LLMs have shown impressive results in text and image comprehension, their application to video has been limited due to the challenges of encoding the temporal information present in video sequences. To address this, the researchers propose STLLM, which stands for Spatial Temporal Large Language Model. This model is designed to directly incorporate spatial temporal tokens into the LLM, allowing it to model the sequence of frames within a video and understand the temporal relationships between them. One of the key innovations in STLLM is the use of dynamic video token masking during training. This technique randomly masks video tokens, forcing the model to predict the masked tokens based on the surrounding context. The masking rate is dynamically adjusted, which helps the model learn to handle variations in video length and frame rate. Additionally, the authors introduce a global local input mechanism for processing long videos. This involves mean pooling a large number of frames to create a global representation, while also selecting a smaller subset of frames for a more detailed local representation. This dual approach allows STLLM to maintain a manageable input size while still capturing the essential information from the video. The paper presents extensive experiments that demonstrate the effectiveness of STLLM. The model outperforms existing video LLMs across various benchmarks, including MVBench, VideoChat GPT Bench, and ZeroShot QA evaluation. The results show that STLLM can effectively understand and generate responses based on video content with a particular advantage in tasks that require robust temporal understanding. In terms of methodology, the authors use state-of-the-art image dialogue models as the baseline and directly applied video instruction tuning. They experimented with various image models and fine-tuning strategies, ultimately selecting InstructBlip as the visual encoder due to its efficient compression of image tokens. The paper also discusses the limitations of STLLM and outlines potential areas for future work. While the model shows promise, there is still room for improvement in fine-grained spatial temporal modeling and efficiency for very long videos. In conclusion, STLLM represents a significant step forward in video understanding using LLMs. By effectively encoding spatial temporal information and addressing the challenges of video length and frame rate, STLLM opens up new possibilities for video-based dialogue systems and other applications requiring video comprehension. That's all for today's summary. For those interested in a deeper dive, the paper and its supplementary materials are available for further reading. Thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for more updates from the world of AI research.